Before I start my list of reasons, I want to assure you that I know and love some dear born-again Roman Catholics. Now, even to say that is a difficult thing because it's like saying a communist American. It's like those things don't go together. Like America's free and communism isn't. And it's like saying an imprisoned free person. It just wouldn't go together. And to say a born-again Roman Catholic is like mixing two terms because Romanism is almost paradoxical to the new birth. And I'll explain that to you. But I do know and count among good friends born-again Roman Catholics. In fact, some of my closest spiritual advisors, people that I look to understand the Bible, were, and let me emphasize the underlined were, ordained Roman Catholic priests that through all of the interesting different movements, and I didn't want to tell you anything that might sound mocking, but if you just read what happens in a mass, it would just boggle your mind. All of the superstitious turning here, turning there, doing this, doing that, crossing five times forward, seven times backward, turning the back, lifting the host, doing this, all these things. It's a ritual that they have to follow. And it's a superstitious one. So I have at least four that I count among my spiritual advisors who at one time were ordained, mass offering, host elevating, Pope following Roman Catholic priests. And I think you do too. And perhaps even more than that. These were baptized, as 98% of all Roman Catholics are, into the church. They were priests, and they were totally immersed in the church over their head until they started reading the Bible. Not following the Mass, but reading the Bible. And when they started reading the Bible, the glorious light of the gospel dawned on them. First on a fella named Wycliffe in England. And then on someone that read his writings named Johannes Huss in Czechoslovakia, Prague. And then on someone that was reading his writings, Martin Luther. And then on someone that was influenced by that whole Reformation moving, Jean de Noyon Calvin, John Calvin. Those four men have impacted my life deeply, and yet they were practicing Roman Catholics. So basically what I'm saying to you is that there's nothing wrong with the person on the other side of your fence. You can trust them. You can love them. They can be your neighbor, as my neighbors are. You can give them the keys to your house, to your car. You can entrust whatever you want to with them. They're not bad. They're not inherently evil any more than all of us were born wicked sinners. The problem is that they're lost, most of them. And the sad thing is, most of them don't even know that. They have almost been inoculated with a gospel vaccine. They almost have gotten just enough of the truth to give them a little case of the gospel, much like if you have a little scar, a polio vaccine, or a DPT shot, or whatever. You get just enough of that disease to build an antibody so that you will not get the full-blown contagion. Many Roman Catholics have gotten just close enough to the Word of God. They've gotten just close enough to the power of God. They've gotten just close enough to the God of the Scripture, but it's almost inoculated them from the truth. I'd like to begin tonight with the first one, which is the Mass. And just because Romanism is deadly, and just because there's some good people that perhaps are related to you, that perhaps live next to you, that perhaps you're in a Bible study with, that know personally, intimately the Lord Jesus Christ and have been born again, and just because they choose to stay in the church does not lessen the deadly, blasphemous, totally anti-biblical and anti-Christ doctrines of the church. Now, I don't say those words unadvisedly. I don't say them lightly or flippantly or knowing more than they do proudly. I say it much like Paul when he said, by the space of 3.5 years, I did not cease to warn you with tears. And tonight, If I didn't have to preach, I could weep for the people that I know and that you know that don't believe the truth of the gospel because they've been inoculated by the false doctrine of Romanism.